Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, tools are only good if they're used.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Tools are only good if they're used. This is especially true for saving money. Over the last couple of weeks, we have discussed why it's critical to save money to keep your business afloat and how having a tool for that can help you figure out how much to save and what you're saving it for. The savings transfer sheet is like any other tool. It doesn't do you a bit of good if you don't actually use it. And like anything else that's worth doing, starting is the hard part. Saving money is no different. It's like digging a hole. Let's say there's an underground water line leaking in your backyard. You can see the one spot where the grass is green on an otherwise brown lawn. The water bill is higher than ever and creeping up each month. The thought of grabbing your shovel out of the shed and digging up the yard is more than you want to deal with, so you put it off and pretend that it's not a problem. Meanwhile, the green spot keeps getting greener, and the water bill keeps getting bigger. Eventually, you fix it by setting up an above-ground pool over the patch of grass. Problem solved, right? No more green spot. You know what they say, out of sight, out of mind. Then one month, you get a water bill that is so outrageous, you know you can't ignore it anymore. You've got to do something. So you drain the pool, grab a shovel, and start digging. Before you know it, you uncover the pipe, find the leak, make the repair, and fill the hole back in. Turns out, it wasn't nearly as bad as you thought. Once again, you realize that the overwhelming dread was way worse than the actual work. The next water bill is back where it used to be, and you wonder why you weren't more proactive to begin with. A shovel is a simple tool. It can stop a problem from turning into a disaster, but only if you use it. Neglect it long enough, and the consequences can be painful. The same thing is true for business building tools like the savings transfer sheet. If you take the time to pull it out of the toolbox, learn how to use it, and use it regularly, it will make a significant difference. It will help you stop the financial leaks and keep your business from sinking. Wouldn't you rather have your money filling up the pool rather than leaking out of it? You can get your own savings transfer sheet and several other tools in the Business Building Toolbox. While you're there, check out the other resources too. Proposals, contracts, proposed change orders, and more to come. And if you have questions or want help putting these tools to work in your business, schedule a free 30-minute consultation by clicking the link in the description below.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.